他没有人知道他。
Nobody knows him.
但是大卫在看羊的时候
，When Moses was keeping the sheep,
他一生有教宗。
He had fellowship with God.
他认识神。
He knows God.
圣经怎么说呢
？The Bible says.
圣经说神在哪里找到一个合乎他心意。
God said that in there, that person, God found a person after His own heart.
这个人要遵循他的旨意。
This person will do all my will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你知道不知道神？神是在哪里寻找呢
？Do you know God is there seeking?
神在地上寻找。
God is seeking everywhere.
寻找一个合乎他心意的。
He's looking for a man that's after his own heart.
在以色列那么多的人中间
，In Israel have so many Israelite people.
神在哪里找
？God looks.
一直找。
And he was seeking.
直等到他找到了一个答案。
Until he found one person.
他说：“就是你。”
Right.
所以他们来做对的事情。
Therefore, he can do the right thing.
今天神也是一样。
God is same. God is same.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
地上工作很多。
There are many works for us to do.
但是那个合神心意的人是何等的少。
But the person who is after God's own heart.Are very, very few.
神今天在地上也在哪里寻找
？Today God is still looking.
寻找一个合乎他心意的。
Looking for the person who is his heart of his heart delight.
因为大卫的心与神的心是相合。
Because God, David's heart and God's heart are really one.
虽然在人面前没有人知道他
，Even though it's unnoticed by man.
但在暗中他与神有历史。
But in secret he had a history.
当神把他显现给以色列人的时候
，and when God manifested him before Israelites，
他杀死哥利亚之前
，and before he killed Goliath，
他在旷野的里面
，and he was in the wilderness，
在膏油的能力底下
，he was under the anointing，
他把一个狮子一个熊把他撕裂了
，and he killed a bear and he killed a lion，
表明说他有属灵的经历
，and he had a spiritual experience，
我们有了这样的经历
，if we have this experience，
明天在报纸的第一章就登出来了。
And then tomorrow be on the newspaper headline.
我们就大大的宣传了。
And we propagate that news.
但是大卫做了这样的事情。
With David has done a great deed.
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
他是后来不不得已才说出来的。
He was forced to tell this story.
因为扫罗不相信他能打哥利亚。
Because David and because Saul did not believe he can kill Goliath.
所以大卫自然把他暗中的经历见证出来。
So David had no choice but share the secrets of his life.
我们记得扫罗也是这样。
We know Paul was that way.
他有三升天上的经历。
He had experience of the third heaven.
又被提到乐园里面去。
And he was brought into paradise.
但是没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
他从来也没有提这个事。
He never tell anyone.
过了14年。
After 14 years.
被哥林多的信徒逼出来。
He was forced by the Corinthian brethren.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这里看见。
Here we see David. He is a man according to God's will.
对神就能用他。
God can use him.
经历神的国度。
To establish God's kingdom.
我们知道，在大卫做王的时候
，When David was king,
神应许亚伯拉罕的应许。
The promise God gave to Abraham.
神应许亚伯拉罕说。
God promised Abraham.
我要把从巴拉大河一直到以色列小河都要赐给你。
From the great river Euphrates to the river in Egypt, I'll give all this territory to you.
我们知道就是在大卫的时候这个事情应验。
And we know it's in David's time this promise was fulfilled.
不但这样。
Not only that.
他懂得神的心意。
He knows God's will.
他攻取耶路撒冷作为精神。
And he conquered Jerusalem to become a holy city.
如果蓝弟兄在这里的话。
If for Lance is here.
他身体有点不大舒服。
He's a little bit, not well.
我们需要为他祷告。
Let's do pray for him.
如果他在这里的话。
If he's here.
他会告诉我们。
He can tell you,
是耶路撒冷按照地理来讲
Jerusalem as far as geography is concerned,
不应当被成为一个京都的
It should not be chosen as the capital of a nation.
因为没有这种的条件
Because it doesn't meet those conditions.
但是神却拣选耶路撒冷
But God has chosen Jerusalem.
大卫知道神的心意
God, David knows God's heart.
所以他一做王第一件事 就是去耶路撒冷。
So the moment he became king, he took Jerusalem.
并且他要把约柜运到大卫的城。
And he brought the ark into the city.
换句话说，他是替神来做事。
And he was to work for God.
对他是一个侍奉神的。
And for him, that was service unto God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们所以看见说。
So we see,
一个要侍奉神的人，这个人必须要对。
If we have to serve God, the person must be right.
我们再来看一个新约的例子。
Let's look at the New Testament example.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道保罗的故事。
We know the story of Paul.
保罗他生下来的时候起名是扫罗。
Paul was, when he was born, he was called Saul.After he received grace, in Galatians 1, what did he say?
他说神在母腹里面就把我分离出来。
He said, in my mother's womb, God already separated me.
换一句话说
In other words,
扫罗虽然他自己不知道
Saul, even though he did not know it himself, of course he cannot know. When he was in the mother's womb, God already separated him. God already has a will for him. Brothers and sisters, just remember one thing. We are of the same. When we are in our mother's womb, God already separated him.
虽然我们不知道
you may not know it,
但是神已经知道
but God knew about it.
他生下来了之后
when he was born,
我们看见他生在大树
he was born in Tarsus.
他在那里学学了西里尼的学问
and he learned the culture of the Greeks.
因为大树是一个很有文化的城市
because Tarsus is the cultural center.
然后他就到耶路撒冷来学律法
and he came to Jerusalem to learn law.
他就在家加摩利的门下做学生。
He learned under the feet of Gamaliel.
加摩利在那个时候是一个最有名的一个拉比。
And Gamaliel was one of the great rabbis in those days.
扫罗也做了一个法利赛教门的人。
And then Saul became a Pharisee.
他在那里研究圣经。
And they researched the Bible.
并且他不像一般的法利赛人假冒伪善。
They are not the out of Pharisees who are hypocrites.
他是一个真的法利赛人。
He was a true Pharisee.
他实在是规规矩矩的照着律法的字句来行。
He was a law-abiding Pharisee.
所以他说，就说律法的义来说，我是无可指责的。
As far as the law is concerned, he's unblameable.
他能够热心地侍奉神
and there he was zealously serving his God.
这个年轻的人实在是难得的
This young people indeed is a rare citizen.
他热心地侍奉神
he served God with great zeal.
他说我把我同班的那一班的人更热心
He said, no one in my contemporary is equal to me.
他根据犹太教的遗传
He do it according to the tradition of the Jews.
他认为说要侍奉神就是逼迫基督徒
He thought to serve God he must persecute the church
因为他们认为耶稣基督乃是个背叛的人
And they look at Jesus as a rebel
他是被教的人
He was imposter
所以扫罗他就用尽他的力量来逼迫更多耶稣的人
And so Saul used all his effort to persecuteGod's people.
他以为他这样做是侍奉神。
He assumed that what he did was the right thing.
他没有知道说他这样做是对神。
He didn't know that what he was doing was against God.
许多的时候我们也是这样。
Many times we are in that same situation.
我们以为在哪里侍奉神。
We assume we are serving God.
哪里知道我们在哪里去对神呢？
We did not know that we were there resisting God.
当他在撒玛利亚路上。
On his way to Damascus.
当主在哪里光照他的时候。
And when he was enlightened by God.
说他的忽然大悟了
and he was awakened
他看见说他过去的一切都是背叛神
and he noticed that all the things he said he was kicking against God
从那个时候起
from that moment on,
我们看见他到这个亚勒伯荒野差不多三年之久。
And from there he went to the desert of Arabia for about 3 years.
我们想这个人得救了。
We say this person after he was saved.
这个人有学问。
This person was highly educated.
这个人有热心。
This person was very zealous.
这个人有那个领导的能力。
And he has the natural leadership.
这个人对于旧约的圣经是熟悉的。
And he is acquainted with the Old Testament.
这个人也是个有名的。
And he's well known.
那他应当一得救的时候，就马上可以侍奉神了。
After he said immediately he ought to serve God.
马上他可以到人类的地方去做见证了。
He can go any place and testify for the Lord.
那人一定会接受。
And people, of course, they will receive his testimony.
你知道这个就是我们基督教里头做的事情。
This is what we do in Christianity.
如果有一个有地位有名的人得救了。
Person high position, well known, God say.
虽然他是在基督里还是个婴孩，
you know, he is still babe in Christ.
那么钟情激情啊，替他接受正确。
And everybody invited him to really to be somebody.
许多的时候这样就把这个人弄坏。
And oftentimes we ruin that person.
但是保罗呢？
But Paul,
他去到亚勒伯的荒野。
He went to the desert in the Arabia for 3 years.
为什么他到哪里去呢?
Why he went there?
因为他需要一个安静的时候。
Because he knew that he needed a quiet time.
他要重新来读神的话。
He knew that he had to reread God's word.
重新读神的话是根据犹太教的遗传。
When he was reading God's word, he read them according to tradition.
现在他要用他所认识的基督来读神的话。
And now he's rereading the word in the light of Jesus Christ.
我们知道基督乃是神话语的一个钥匙。
Because Christ is the key to God's word.
如果你不认识基督，你怎么读神的话也读不懂。
If you know Christ, you can never know God's word.
如果你认识基督的话，
If you know Christ,
神的话都开了。
God's word will be open to you.
所以他用差不多三年之久，在那里用基督来读神的话。
For 3 years, he used Christ to read God's word.
然后他就回来了。
Then he came back.
为了时间的关系，我缩短一点。
Because time, I'll brief what I say.
他后来就到耶路撒冷去了。
And he went to Jerusalem.
他到了耶路撒冷也大发热心了。
And he was very zealous for the Lord in Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷人都知道他呀。
Because they all knew about him.
他过去的历史啊。
Because his past history.
现在他的见证人不能不接受啊。
And his testament will be received by people.
但是他在殿里祷告的时候。
And when he was praying in the temple.
神对他说。
God told him,
你要离开耶路撒冷。
You leave Jerusalem.
他说， 耶路撒冷的人都知道我。
He said, people in Jerusalem, they all knew about me.
他们会接受我的见证吗？
They will receive my testimony.
对我的侍奉大有功效。
Because if I say I can do work for you,
神说他们不会接受。
God said, they will not receive you.
你替我走。
You go away for me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
同时他也太热了。
And he was a little bit too hot.
他太热了。
He was too hot.
因为他与希律的人辩论。
And because he was arguing with the Greeks.
所以连在耶路撒冷的弟兄们也吃不消了。
And because the Francis Jerusalem, their fight is very difficult.
他们也请他，你还回到老家去。
They say, well, it's better if you go away.
就把他送到老家去了。
And so they sent to Antioch.
Old country.
Okay.
把他送到他原来的地方去了。
And he was in different place for many years.
没有人知道他。Nobody
knows him.
人家知道说有这样的一个人。
They all know if there's such a person.
所以为着这个他们感谢神。
And they thank God.
但是这个人没有看见。
But they never know this.
他隐藏在那个叙利亚、叙利亚一带的地方。
He was hidden. From people.
我们不知道多少年了。
We don't know how long.
一直等到巴拿巴。
Until Barnabas.
他从安提亚去寻找他。
And the Barnabas from Antioch went out and searched for Saul.
因为神在安提亚大大的做工。
Because God was doing work in Antioch.
巴拿巴他知道他一个人担当不了。
Barnabas know that for himself he cannot carry on.
所以他就去找大树的好友。
圣经教授们，他去找他，把他找到。换一句话说，不知道他在哪里。 Did not know where he was.
这个人好像是丢了。
And so he was lost.
巴拿巴把他找来。
And Barnabas found him.
找来了之后，
and counting brothers for 1 year.
He
served under Barnabas.
If
you look at Acts 13,
有五个先知教师在那里执政,
there were five prophets, teachers serving there.
他是最幕后一名,
he was listed as last.
谁在那里训练他?
God was educating him there.
你不要以为你自己是了不起的人啊,
do not think you are somebody.
不就有一天神要大大的用你,
it's true, a day will come, God will greatly use.
但是今天你要好好的学习,
but today you must learn your lesson.
感谢神扫罗,
and thank God Paul learned those lessons.
你知道,
the way.
许多的时候,
many times,
我们知道了一点,
we know a little bit.
我们有了一点,
we have something.
我们觉得自己了不起了,
we think we are somebody.
我们把别人都看不中眼,
we look down on everybody.
要把我们放在别人的底下也是不可能,
to place ourselves below and serve others is not easy.
所以我们今天看见,
so we see one thing.
很多侍奉神的人都是单枪匹马的,
many of God's people, they are serving God by themselves in a very personal way.
他们不能一同侍奉,
they cannot serve with other people.
因为他们太大,
because they are too big.
如果他们所建立的是自己的王,
therefore what they do is their own kingdom.
这是个很悲惨的事,
this is a very sad condition.
这是在教会中一个很臭的事,
this is a very shameful thing in the church.
但是我们看见在这里有一个人,
but here we see a person,
他谦卑在那里学,
he humbled himself and learned.
当圣灵把巴拿巴和保罗派出去的时候,
and when Spirit, Holy Spirit sent Barnabas and Paul out,
圣经说巴拿巴和扫罗,
Barnabas and Saul went out together.
扫罗还是住在巴拿巴的下面,
and Paul was still serving under Barnabas.
但是当他们出去不久,
but not long after that,
神在扫罗的身上 彰显他圣灵的大能,
and Holy Spirit manifest his power through Paul.
所以保罗就变成保罗与巴拿巴,
and from then on the record is Paul and Barnabas.
不是人排的次序,
it's not the order of man,
乃是神所安排的,
it is the ordering of God.
没有人可以骄傲,
no one can boast,
也没有人可以嫉妒,
and no one can be jealous.
这样这个保罗才开始被神来用,
and here Paul began to be used by God.
神就用他在亚洲、欧洲建立教会,
God used him to establish churches in Asia and in Europe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
人对了,
if man, person is right,
所以他的事情也就对了,
therefore his service and work is right.
你就看你神用多少的功夫做这个人身上,
God labor much in this person.
你知道弟兄姊妹,
foreign sisters,
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人,
we those who have received grace,
我们都有侍奉的护照,
we all have the call to serve.
但是当我们接受这个护照的时候,
when we receive this call,
我们马上就要来侍奉,
we serve immediately.
我们以为说我们可以侍奉,
we think we are qualified.
不错，我们就应当开始侍奉,
it's true, we must serve.
但是我们应当从小的事情来做,
but we must serve from small things.
我们不要 一开始就雄心大志,
we should not be very ambitious from the very beginning.
因为神在我们身上还要做许多的工作,
because God still has much work to do in our lives.
叫我们成为他很用的主,
that will become a suitable vessel in his hands.
所以在提摩太后书第二章的里面,
and 2 Timothy 2 we are told,
保罗说,
Paul says,
你要治理在神的面前,
you must diligently present yourself approved of God.
要让谁能称许你这个人,
God must approve of you.
叫你做个无愧的工人,
so that you will not be ashamed, a worker.
很用的心灵,
a suitable vessel,
来预备行神所要你做的事,
to do God's will.
侍奉是生命的流露,
service is the flow of life.
因为是生命的流露,
because it's a flow of life,
所以你要看见生命的长大是需要时间,
so you can see the cultivation of life is very important.
我们需要在生命面前生活,
we need to live before God,
然后我们的生命才会长大,
therefore our life can be developed,
然后我们的生命才能有流露,
then our life can flow out.
我们是四岁,
our service
是根据我们的生命。
Our service is based on life.
我昨天已经提过了。
Last week, yesterday I mentioned.
我们亲爱的你弟兄曾说过这句话。
Didn't he say so?
我觉得这句话很宝贝。
I believe this phrase is very, very, precious.
我们工作的基础是生命。
Our condition of work is life.
工作的方法是十字架。
And the method of work is the cross.
工作的基础是生命。
The foundation of work is life.
今天我们在那里侍奉的时候。
As we serve the Lord.
我们不是光是在那里把一点的道理去教训人。
We are not simply imparting truth.
我们不是光在那里刺激人的心思。
We are not just simply stimulating our thinking.
我们不是在那里光是安慰他的这个情感。
We are not there just to soothe their emotions.
我们知道今天许多的讲道。
We know today many ministries.
不过是充实你这个头脑的知识。
It's to fill your mental knowledge.
有的讲道不过是来安抚你的感觉。
And some of the preaching is simply just to make you feel a little bit better.
但是我们知道真正的事情。
But true ministry.
乃是供应基督的生命。
It is the supply of Christ.
我们把基督的生命去供应的。
We use the life of Christ as a supply to others.
而不是把道理去供应。
We are not just merely preaching.
不错，我们要讲道。
It's true, we have to preach.
但是这个道的后面有基督的生命在。
But behind preaching, we have the life of Christ.
当人听见道的时候。
People hear truth.
这个道在他们里面就变成肉身，变成生命。
And the world becomes life and flesh in us.
生命在你的里面。
Life in us.
说出来变成道。
When it comes through us, it becomes truth.
道临到人的身上。
And truth comes into your life.
当他去受的时候。
When you receive the word.
在他里面就化成生命。
And it becomes life within you.
所以我们知道侍奉谁乃是供应生命。
And so we know serving God is simply supplying God's life to others.
而我们今天许多的时候侍奉。
Many times we serve,
我们用许许多多的方法
methods,
来吸引人
to attract people,
来刺激人
来 encourage people,
来鼓动人
来 excite them,
亲爱的弟兄们这一个都不是侍奉的路
They are not the way of true service
我们真正的侍奉
If we want to serve
而是必须乃是生命的供应
It is to be a supply of life
所以你生命有多丰富
The nature of life that you have,
你侍奉就能侍奉到什么程度
That will be the measure of your service.
我们的侍奉绝不能超过我们里面的生命
Our service can never surpass the life that's within.
如果今天我们的侍奉要超过我们里面的生命
If our service surpass the life that's within,
我们就是用人工的方法
They will have to resort to human effort.
这个结果就是组织
And the end of that is organization.
这个结果就是立法规条
And the end is rules and regulations.
不是真正生命的培养
It is not a life of ministry of life.
所以侍奉的基础是生命
So the foundation of service is life.
侍奉的方法是十字架
The method of service is the cross.
这是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
这个不单是说我们在那里侍奉的时候
It means while we are serving
我们是传耶稣基督为主
We preach Christ Jesus as Lord
我们传基督耶稣和他的钉十字架
We preach Christ in him crucified
今天我们在那里侍奉不是传扬我们自己
We are not, we only preach, we are not preaching ourselves
我们是传扬耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
We preach Christ in him crucified.
但是他不只是这样。
It's more than that.
我们在那里传扬基督和他钉十字架的时候。
When we preach Christ in him crucified.
我们里面让十字架种在里头。
We must have the cross deeply planted within.
十字架必须在我们身上工作
，so of course must work from within，
把我们属于肉体的东西除掉
，remove all the things of the flesh from us，
把属于我们灵的东西除掉
，all that the man must be removed，
把属于世界的东西除掉
，remove the world from us，
把一切不是属于神的东西除掉
，all that is not according to God must be removed，
十字架不但是除掉这一切。
The cross not only remove all these things,
十字架也是下针。
Cross also brings in.
它把基督的生命在我们里头加增起来。
It brings more of life of Christ into us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这一个是唯一的方法。
This is the only way.
你知道今天在侍奉神的事情上
，You know, in this matter of serving God,
人都在那里研究方法。
There we are. People are all dealing with this method.
我们认为说方法对了。
We think if the methods are right,
这个工作就能成功了。
Then we can succeed in our work. It's true.
照着世人的眼光来看
，As far as the world view is concerned,
你如果能找到一个好的方法
，If you can find a good method,
表面上你能成功的。
In appearance, you may be success. It may be a success.
在神的面前
，But in God's sight,
不是那么回事。
It's not so.
在神的面前侍奉的方法是十字架
In God's sight, the way the method of service is the cross
十字架在你的身上做了多少的工作
The amount of work the cross has done in your life
十字架把你这个人破魂破碎和你生命出去
The cross will remove your soul life
让基督的生命在你里头掌权
and therefore Christ's blood can rule from within
这样你就能侍奉
then you will be able to serve
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹要切切地记住这
个 so I have brothers and sisters remember this thing
我们今天的侍奉的方法是十字架
the method of our service today is the cross
你不要在那里寻找方法
do not look for methods
今天有许多的书叫我们这些的方法
many books today tell us how to do things
但是我们要记得只有一个方法就是十字架
but remember there is only one thing and the way the method is the cross
因为我们今天所侍奉的是神
becauseThe one we serve is God.
我们是侍奉他的旨意。
We are serving His will.
我们这个侍奉也是建造基督的身体。
This serving is building up Christ's body.
这个侍奉是永远的，有属灵价值。
This serving is eternal and spiritual.
我们说到这里。
Up to this point.
我们不能不提到这个人的性格的问题。
We cannot help but mention this person as the character that we need to as well.
在侍奉神的上面
In this matter of serving God
因为人是最重要
Because the person is most important
这个人的重要是在哪里呢
Where dwells the importance of this person
就是这个人的性格必须要养成
This person's character needs to be cultivated
一个侍奉神的人必定是一个新造的人
The person who serves God isMust be of a new creation.
旧造不能侍奉神。
The old creation cannot serve God.
只有新造才能侍奉。
Only new creation can serve God.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看见。
Here we see.
这个旧造和新造。
The old creation and new creation.
不光是地位的问题。
It is a matter of position.
不光是地位的问题。
It is a matter of position.
知道了吗？
Oh, the old has passed.
一切都变成新的。
And now, behold, all is new.
一切都是出于神的。
Everything is of God.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们是不是在基督里呢
Are we in Christ?
感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
哥林多前书第一章三十节说。
First Corinthians 5:30 tell us.
One. 一章三十节。
1:30.
在那里告诉我们说。
It tells us.
你们是在基督里，乃是本乎神。
We are in Christ is because of God's doing.
当我们信主耶稣的时候
After we believe in the Lord Jesus,
神就把我们放在基督里面去
He puts us in Christ.
我们是在基督里面
We are in Christ.
既然是在基督里面
Since we are in Christ,
我们就是个新的创造
Then we are the new creation.
旧的都过去了
Old past.